I am Fred Gemitter. I'm a citrus breeder and geneticist at the University of Florida, CREC, in Lake Alfred.
You noted that grapefruit has hit the bottom with HLB.
That's absolutely true. I was talking with one of the old-time families in the grapefruit business, one of the biggest ones, one of their family members yesterday, who said he's done with grapefruit. He's given up. And so more and more people are doing that, and it's unfortunate because this is the best place in the world to produce grapefruit.
Everybody's like that guy you talked to. Nobody can grow grapefruit very successfully right now, right?
That's mostly true. I mean, there are some guys who are still getting some fruit and able to sell it, and of course, because there's not so much in the market, they're getting high prices, but it's a huge struggle.
You said it's very, very difficult for us to give you HLB-tolerant grapefruit, but we can give you something like grapefruit that's HLB-tolerant.
That's for certain. And so the question is, will the market accept something that's not exactly grapefruit, but very similar to grapefruit? And I think there are plenty of examples around the world that say yes, the export markets in different locations will take something that's not exactly grapefruit. And if we can produce that here and have very high quality and the trees are tolerant to HLB and we're finding selections like this, then I think, you know, maybe we need to think out of the box and rebuild the grapefruit industry with things that might not exactly be grapefruit.
Why wouldn't we do that?
Because people are stubborn and they like grapefruit, and it's the traditional crop that's been produced here, and everyone would like to go back to the old days and just grow grapefruit. I agree. I would like to just grow grapefruit too, but we have to be realistic in terms of what the possibilities are from a genetic point of view. And making HLB-tolerant true grapefruits is not an easy task.
I think you said genetic technologies may be the only way to get true grapefruit that's HLB-tolerant.
HLB-tolerant, or even more so, you know, approaching resistance. And so there are a lot of projects moving in that direction. By genetic technologies, we could talk about traditional GMOs, but I'm thinking more in terms of newer approaches like genome editing, which potentially is more consumer-friendly than the GMOs might be.
Final thoughts on grapefruit science.
I think we can make this work if we think a little bit out of the box, get out of traditional thinking, put a lot more effort into the field trials here in the Indian River area, both rootstocks and different kinds of scions, get with the marketers and see where we can go. There is potential. We're not dead yet.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.